We are on Daf, Kuf Tes, Amid Beis. We have a few Taisvus to learn on the Sugya. Ho Yisure Ika. The Gemara asks Rakashe on the first Loshen of Rabbi Zeira Marab. And Rabbi Zeira Marab says, if Meloi Koroi, if he was not Kairaya the Kral, it's Mutter. So the Gemara is Akasha, the Loshna Mishnah is not Mashma like that. The Loshna Mishnah says, Loikorei Einei Oiver Olof. There's no Isser Deraise, but it would seem it is also Midarabonon, Hayisure Ike, this is the second Taisvis. Vim Taima Lepere Shakuntres, Dilme o Yisure Ike Likdeiro, Avol Litzli Muta. According to Rashi, by a Kdeiro, it's Taka also. Rashi is Mavaya, the whole heter of Rav Zeira Marav is by Cholov that was not Polish. Cholov is not Polish, and when you soil it, it leaves the Kral. So on that Cholov, The Rabbi Zeira Marav holds that if you toil it without kriya, b'dieved, it's good because it was cholov shlei pirish. Mashenken Rashi says if you cooked it in a pot, so then the cholov went out and came back. So then it's cholov shapirish, and then cholov shchute shapirish is also midarabonim. So what was the problem? What is the kasha on Rab Zeira Marav? Rab Zeira Marav is speaking about Tzli. So by Tzli, it's like a mutter. That what the Mishnah says, Einei Oiver Olov, is speaking about, it is Anissa speaking about Kedera. V'yeshloima, di'im kein havle le'misne, di'im lo'ikore mutter, tahavi chidish, umemela vot minalei b'tzli. So Taisva says, that means if he would have said, if you're telling me there are two oifanim of cooking the kral, one through tzli and one through bishul. So, if you will say, now he's saying a gewaldic achidish, Rav Zeira Marav, that if you did it through tzli, it's mutter. By, according to Rashi, through Bishul, there's nothing but to talk about. There's no reason whatsoever it should be mutter because it's Cholov Shapirish. So the Mishnah should have not spoken about an Isser and will say it is speaking about Bishul. The Mishnah should have told us a heter, if there is a heter, so the Mishnah should have told us a heter and I'll understand automatically that the heter is only speaking about sleep. Because by Kedere, it's Ziche is not Mutter. So that is Pshat the Gemara's Kasha on Rav. If you hold it as Taki Mutter, the Mishnah should have mentioned this, that it is Mutter. Leiv hu de boi kriye. The Gemara asks the Gemara wants to bring a Raya to Rav. It says, Leivu de boi kriye, avol kral loy boi kriye. It said in the Baraisa, by the leiv, you kereye the leiv afterwards, and then it's mutter. We'll see by kral, loy kore eina oiva olov, so the Gemara wanted to be medayik, you don't need kriye. So it's a raya, it's mutter lechatchila, is a raya to Rav. So Taisvah says, Vim toima, adarabe, doik mino ibche, eina oyber olov, o yisure ike, kididai klel. How are you bringing a raya to Rav from this baraisa? That the baraisa said that it doesn't mention kriya, so you want to say it's mutter, without kriya, but it says ain't oiva olov. Now we asked this kasha from the Mishnah, so we said on the Mishnah it is not shver because ich chapton ain't oiva olov, because by Leif, it had to say Eino Iba Olov, because it's an Isra of Chatzi Shia. So that's why it said Eino Iba Olov by Khal also. But in this Barais, it doesn't say in by Leif Eino Iba Olov. It says Kereya, you Kereya the Leif, and then the Leif becomes Mutter. So be Medai from the Loshen Eino Iba Olov, that it is also. The hochel shayach lemeima aidi the boy lemeima b'seifik in the kamalel, because here it doesn't say in the sefer ainei ayvolov. It says yekerei the leiv and the leiv is muta. V'yeshleima the dulma aidi the tani mesnisen bein ayvolov nokenami bebraisori. So Taisva says that he chapped on ainei ayvolov because the lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says by Kral Eino Iva Olav, and there we said the Mishnah says Eino Iva Olav because of the Seif of Leif. So there's no kasha from Eino Iva Olav. Kral Leiboi Kriya. Now, Kral does not need the Gemara. This is the Raya to Rav. We had in the Baraisa says as follows: a Kral Koyrei umaitzi es chalovei. Loi koroi eini oiva olav, which is a parvalosh. Aleiv koyrei umaitzi es domoi. Loi koroi, koyrei laacha mishuloi umuta. By the leiv it said, if a person roasted the leiv, and he was not koyrei the leiv, so you koyrei the leiv after the tzli, you spill out the dam, and the leiv is mutter. We have two svaras. The leiv is mutter, out shia, it's very smooth, or kebole kachpeltai. That is by the leiv. So by the leiv, it says that is necessary to be kereya the leiv after the tzliyas a leiv, because if not, you have also the kedam there. So by the leiv, it says you have to be kereya. By the kral, it doesn't say you have to be kereya. So the Gemara understood you don't have to be kereya, and it is mutter the way it is. It is mutter the way it is, so it's araya to rav. If you want kereya, it's mutter. So let us see Taisvis. Mida like toni, kerei la'acha bishulay. It doesn't say kairai la'acha bishulai, v'have mukmina lo bitzli, kediktoni gabilei. That means if you would need a kriyem, it should have said, just like by the leiv it says, kairai acha bishulai. So it should have said by the kral also, kairai acha bishulai. And since it doesn't say this, so it would seem that it's mutter legamri. Vim taima. Fraktaisvus Akasha as follows. Umay Kosovo. What does the Makshin hold? Imahani be Kriya acha Bishul. If Kriya will help after Bishul. Amay Mutter beloy Kriya Yoiser mikoidim Bishul the Tzorich Kriya. Viloy Mahani be Kriya echi maisi siyata larav mach bereise. Now let's explain what Taisvis Kasha is. Taisvis is asking as follows. Let us go, the Gemara says, let us go to the Dichi of the Gemara, and then let's go back to the Raya of the Gemara. It says, by leiv, if you cooked a leiv, you roasted a leiv with dam. So it says, after you roasted it, you cut open the leiv, you take out the dam. The dam is also, there's nothing more to talk about. You take out the dam, and then you eat the leiv. So that's what it says by leiv. The dam is also. By kral, you cooked a kral with cholov in it. And here it doesn't say koyrei. It doesn't say koyrei. So the Gemara says, ooh, it doesn't say koyrei. So you see, it's mutter. So the Gemara says, no, the Kairai won't help, because it became Nesa when you cooked it. The Chal became Nesa, the Cholov became Nesa. What should be Kairai? You throw everything in the garbage now. What's also Bachila? The Gemara in the Teretz held that by Chal, it doesn't say Kairai, because you can't do anything with it. It's too late. It's too late. You cook the Chal with the Cholov inside. The cholov became osa. The kal became osa. So what should you be koyrei? You throw it away. It's osa. The makshin held, no, it's mutter. It's mutter. It doesn't become osa. Lechatchile, you should be koyrei it. But if you weren't koyrei it, since it's da, it's cholov shaloi pirish, it's mutter. Frektois v'sakashe, if it's mutter, why aren't you kereya? Just like you kereya before, you should be kereya now. If it's mutter, so you should be kereya now also. Now, l'davoini, my chavusa boch Hashem said a pshat in Toisvis, but let's go, I didn't understand what Toisvis is talking about. Let's understand the halacha according to Rav. According to Rav, it says like this, that if you have a kal, you're kereya. If you weren't kereya, and you cooked it, it's mutter. That's according to Rav. So let's go, Rashi explains, why is it mutter? Because really the cholov was not pirish. So it doesn't have a din of cholov, it wasn't pirish. So if you cooked it, it's mutter. That's the halacha. So now, Kan Shayla Ben Muso, it's mutter. So why give it to Bekireya in the beginning? So why give it to Bekireya for? You cook it, it's mutter. So, Al Kochoch, the Teretz is as follows. Rabbi, listen. We're bending backwards to be matter the Kal. I mean, this Cholov inside. Let's not, the Cholov Shrut. So, before you cook it, it's a Shayla, you're cooking Basa B'Cholov. So we should be matter for you. Oh, it's not cholov because it's like pirish. No. Listen, we want, if you're going to start cooking this, you're going to cook basa b'cholov also. So we told you, no, get rid of the cholov. Get rid of the cholov. You should cook basa b'cholov. I'll say heter because it doesn't have a shame cholov like pirish. No. We told you, be kereya, get out, take out the cholov. And then you won't be cooking basa b'cholov. We should be matter to you, bishul basa b'chol, because it's not a real cholov, it's like pirish. Chazal never did it. Fine. Now, what's pshat Rav? I didn't do what you told me. Fine. So in the bishul basa b'cholov, which you didn't want I should cook it, I cooked it. That's finished. That's past history already. That's the mice and bishul. But now let's talk about another thing. Well, yeah, the tzli, well, the bishul is called, the tzli is bishul, yeah. Okay, so the bishul basa b'cholov, I did it already. I didn't listen to you. Fine. Now we're going to klar a shayla, but is it osa or muta? Is it osa or muta? So now Rav says, listen, you want to answer it? It's done already. You want to answer it? It's not real cholov. It's not real cholov. So why should you answer it? Now that's the svara of Rav. So l'chayre the svara of Rav, so let's understand very well. So the svara of Rav is that before you're going to cook it, let's avoid cooking basa b'cholov. Why do you have to have a het that's not a real cholov? That's only a b'di'evedik a het. We're not matal l'chatchile and such a thing. You want to cook it? Take out the cholov. Don't be soymach on the set that's not real cholov, given like pirish. So we said, Rabbi Yid, you want to cook it? Get rid of the cholov. Don't be so mechandesef. All Rav said, but after you cooked it already, 9 times it's all in the garbage. It's not real cholov. It's cooked already. What should you do? So Rav said, it's mutter. You cooked it, but the evidence is mutter. That's what Rav said. Frektoisvis, if it's mutter, you should be kereya. Just like a kereya before, you should be kereya now. What are you going to do now when you're kereya? What are you going to do now? But the evidence mutter, you're going to be kereya. What are you going to do now? You're going to throw away the milk? You'll throw away the tchal? You're telling me it's mutter. So what are you going to accomplish with Kireya? So I didn't understand Taisvis. So my Chavrus Rabbi Yehuda Kanter said, Avoda Kepshat and Taisvis. We're not finished yet. It was cooked already. Fine, it was cooked. Now you want to eat it. So what are you going to do? You're going to eat together. If you're not Kireya, so you take this Kal, and you're eating together Basa V'Cholov. Forget about Issa Bishul. Forget about the, but are you allowed to take a cooked piece of meat and a glass of milk which is not cooked together? You're allowed to mix them together and eat them together? Chas v'sholom. You're not allowed, there's an Issa of Basa V'Cholov. So the Rabbanu Dikidim, but you're not allowed to eat Basa V'Cholov together. I feel like it's not Nisbashul. It's good. You have a cooked piece of meat that's cold. You have a glass of milk that's cold. You'll put it together. You smear your meat with butter. You're not allowed to do that. Not allowed to do that. Why aren't you allowed to do it? Because it's basa v'cholov, and Chazal were not matter to eat basa together with cholov. So this is pshak tais v'skash. Tais says, I don't understand you. Just like the din is, before you start cooking, din it's not cholov, it's like pirus, abel. Chazal didn't want to be soymech and the ikar din. Chazal said, listen, before you cook it, take out the cholov. Please, it's not cholov. Do take out the cholov. It's nearer like basa b'cholov. You take it out. Fine, that's what Chazal said. So Tosfos says, so after you cooked it, so why is he telling me it's mutter? Fine, it's not possible. But why should you eat it together? What's the difference later than before? Before you weren't soymach and iker adin, if you could avoid anything, lechatchila we try to avoid all isurei possible cholov, even though it's not real cholov. But we said kareya before. So memela v'taisas amir dikikasha. So why now should you eat it together? I'm not kareyit. I have my kal full with its milk, and I eat it together. Basa b'cholov. Why should you do that? Why later? This is also lechatchila. What's cooked is cooked. That we matter you. So we say, since it's not real cholov, it's mutter. But lechatchila to eat basa with cholov? What happened do we have? That's just a taisas yes n'gamir dikikasha. That shot and taste was kash. Let's see again the kash. My kasova, imahani bekriya achabish. If you tell me it's mutter, that means the kral didn't become basa, the milk didn't become basa, and my mutter below kriya. So why are you allowed to eat it without separating the milk from the meat? Yaisimi kaida bishul. Before bishul, you also knew that it's not real cholov. It's a sloy pirish. But you said, Rabbi, good, it's not real cholov. But whatever we could avoid, something that's near a kibosa b'cholov, we said, take it out. So later also take it out. That's Taisvus Kasha. Is Acha Bishal my mutter, but like Kriya, yes, me kaidem Bishal, the Tzore Kriya. Vile Mahani Bekri, if you'll tell me, no, it's too late. It's Heichi Maisi Siyata L'Rav, so it says Pungfakel, that it's also. It's mutter, and if you'll take out the milk from the kral, it's very mehudadik. The Gemara understood that also. Olaf umutter beloy kriya bemevushel ubechai koiroi einem shem dechemis bashel kvar polat bemitzes abechai sheyesh leiroi vcholov boy kriya. Now, before we say pshat and taisvus teretz, I'd like to say the lashon of the taisvus arosh, which is more understandable. Taisvus arosh says dechemis bashel polat kvar roiv acholov. Nish bayer boy maat, kim the cholov shchute the rabbon lechmiro olav latzricha kriya. So the Taisa Rosh says as follows: Number one, this cholov is not real cholov. Fine, it's cholov shleipirish. Fine, it's not real cholov. But before we started cooking it, we told him, Rabbi Yud, get rid of the chalav. It's not real chalav, it's mutter, but it looks like basim chalav, get rid of the chalav. That was before. When you had a cow that was full of chalav, so we told him, Rabbi Yud, get rid of the chalav. It's mutter, but it looks like chalav, so get rid of it. Don't cook it together. Fine. After he cooked it, I got news for you. So the Taisus HaRosh says, Polat kvar roiv hachalov. Most of the chalov was nip of your tzayla, the chal, most of the chalov went out already. You have a little chalov left in. So for that little chalov to make a whole asik to be kaireya, that has all what mechayim. You don't have too much chalov left over. You're asking Akasha, what is the difference later than before? Before I was matzah him to be kereish, there's a tremendous difference. Before you had a kal full of cholov, so we told the Rabbi Yid, Anshuldik, you're gonna cook boss of a cholov. Yeah, it's mutter, it's not real cholov. Anshuldik, take out the cholov. To cook with a gallon of cholov with meat, why is it necessary? Why should we be matzah such a thing? But after it was cooked already, so you only are left over with 2 ounces of cholov. So the whole thing, so to be matriach, him ishinabi kereya, take out the 2 ounces of cholov, that chazal weren't machna. Yeah. That's what Antoisus tells. Avachai shesh leiroit cholov, boi kriya. Dume leiv hu, the Sagi lay Bekriya. Duma Leivu, the Sagi lay Bekriya. So the Gemara answered, no, Napshat is the way you want to be Garaya Terav, that by Kral, if you cooked it already, it's mutter and you don't have to do anything. No, Pumfakel, the Kral is Fafalon. The Kral, when you cooked it, you throw the whole thing in the garbage because it's Bosa Becholo. Leivu de sagi le bekriya, perish. Mishum de shia, either pshat is like, Rashi, veleibola, filolikdere, it's tamozay, it's a very smooth substance without pores that is never by leia. Oilet sli, or we're talking about sli, mishum de chaboy le kach peltoi, kamaskon de psochim. Aval kral, le sagi le bekriya. Kral is a very porous, organ. Afilu letzli mishum techaboy lekechpota leshayach b'shar yisum elo bedam lechudei. Dam is mishrak shorik, dam rolls off. Everything else gets absorbed in the organ. Nida dam toya. So the Yalta, Rav Nachman's wife, was telling him all the things that Teira asked, the Teira was matter. So the Teira Aser, the Nide, the Teira was Mater, Dam Toya. Besiluk shel Parshis Pora. Now, the end of the Yoitzer of Parshis Pora, Yosad Rabbi Lezer Kalil, so he put in that Siluk, he said the things which are awesome, which are mutter, and he says like this, Min Hadam, the Teira Aser Dam, Chayil Hadam is mutter, Chayil Hadam is mutter. Trebais is also dam. Mitumas nide taharto besula yisha. The Teire was metame dam nide. The Teire was mater besula yisha. Me eishis ish yifas toya leish. The Teire asad an eishis ish. The Teire was mater an eishis yifas toya. Chneged kusis loy pirish vakel osa al pi ayirishalmi. Now, let us understand what Taisus is saying. There's a Merdeka Marsham, that says Pshat in this Taisus, and we'll appreciate what Taisus is really saying. Agbar, rechendois, things that the Teiras and the Teira was matter. So the Teira, Agmar says, the Teiras and the Kusis, the Teira was matter, Neshish Yefas Teira. That's Agmar. Then by Eshishish, the Teira was Asad and Eshishish, the Teiros Matara Grusha Bachaye Baila, it's also an Eishasis. That's what it says in Bavli. Rabbi Lezer HaKalil, when he put into the Payet, he didn't talk about kusis, the Torah was mata nesha shifasta, yeah? He said, after the nesha si, she was mata nesha shifasta, yeah? Vakel osa al pi ha-yirishalmi. Zuk the Marsham, he says, you know why? What's that? Did a pi ha-yirishalmi? Because there's a machlekes, Bavli in Yerushalmi, when it's muta lovoy ala yefas toya, after the geiris or before the geiris? The Yerushalmi holds its muta after the geiris. You're not allowed to be boiled till after the geiris. Till after the geiris, you're not allowed to be boiled out. Bavli held nitazoy, that there won't be his muta before. But Yerushalmi holds not like that. You have to wait till after the geiris. You take but you're not allowed to be boiled out. So, according to the Yerushalmi, you can't say the Torah was matar akusis. And Shuldik, when you boil Leo, she's a Yisraelis already. So, Mamela, that's why Rav Elazar HaKalil did not bring down what Bavli said. That Bavli said that the Torah asked the akusis, the Torah was matar ishis yefas Torah. No. Yeah, she's only muta after she's a Yidin, after the Geiris. So, the Yerushalmi said, ishis ish. And Eishishish has got Moiradik. The marshal of Eishishish is much more understandable than Argamore. There's a Moiradik Chedushi Aran in Sanhedrin. The halacha is that Eishas Yefas Toya. So the Gemara Darshan's Eishas Afilu Eishishish. That means that he's in the middle of Mechom, he sees an Eishishish, he's allowed to take her. He's allowed to take her. Eishes yefastoya. So the Ran in Sanhedrin says pshat. Why is he allowed to take her? She's an eishes ish. So the Ran says that through kibush mulchama, he gets a kinyan haguf on her. She belongs to him. That's a kinyan kibush. A yid has kibush mulchama. If she's his, so the issues of the goy fizzles out, because he has a kinyan aguf, and the guy never had a kinyan aguf. So my kinyan in her makes that he can't have a kinyan, because she became completely mine, so his kinyan dissolves. That's why the Isereshis Ish falls off. He says, Be'etzim, she's married, but the kinyan becomes nifka through my kinyan aguf. That's how the Ran explains pshat in Eishes Shefas Toya. So Fakir said, Yerushalmi said, she's married, but the kinyan fizzles out because of his kinyan, that's olim. So that she's an Eishes Ish, that's muta, but she's still married, Yisod. That's pshat Yerushalmi. Ahu likdeir. Now, we have here, now we're going to learn a Tosfos, we'll finish off Rashi's Pshat, and then we're going to see a new Pshat, I'm sorry. Zviku lo kachli, Perish ba'oruch, and this Pshat is very essential for Tosfos Pshat. Perish ba'oruch k'moy zikim meleim. Zikim meleim means, they're like noidais. The noidais, the jugs full, or oirais that are full of liquid, of whatever, that's zikim malayim. Zikilokachli means you should roast the kral or cook the kral when it's full of milk. But domilus yukne damo, if you beg shayne, the mesach is about the zore. Kloima nefuchim, they're blown up. Chaynocha kral k'moy noid nefuach maloy chalav v'loy nikra, and according to Rav Nachman, it wasn't maloy nikra. The kuntres perish shpudu tnula kral b'shpud. Rashi learns pshat that it means he said you should roast it with a shpud, not to be kareh. Ahu likideiro. So now, the Gemara asked Akasha, again, let us just refresh our memory. Yalta, the wife of Rav Nachman, came over to Rav Nachman, and she was very demanding, it seems, bo'inon lemechol bisra bechalba. I wanna eat basa bechalav. This zicha basa bechalav, that's muta. I wanna eat basa bechalav. No, Rav Nachman heard that she wants to eat basa bechalav. So Rashi learns pshat. He told his tabach to take a kral, put a shpud inside of it, and roast it. She has a kral basa bechalav. So the Gemara said, "Vanatan koyroy." You have to be kareya. So he said, "Ahulik teir." That's if you're cooking a kral, then you have to get rid of the cholov. But if you're roasting a kral, no problem whatsoever. But that's our Gemara, and according to Rashi, it comes out that Rav Nachman is the biggest makel. Rav Nachman holds that if you're roasting it, you don't even have to. It's not cholov. It's like pirish. Don't make an asik out of it. Before we were scratching our heads to figure out why, if it's not cholov, why do you have to be kareya? So he said, no, it only be the abit. Rav Nachman said, it's not cholov. You can roast it, and it's garnish mit garnish. That's Rav Nachman. The Mishnah says you have to be kareya. That's if you're cooking it. If you're cooking it, that's another parsha. If you're cooking it, so then the cholov goes out, so it's cholov already. Oh, then it's bitter takis. And Rashi says, then tak, if you're cooking with the evidence also. But if it's light pirish, it's mutter, you can do lechatchil. Let us see, Taisus. Pirish bekuntris. Rav Nachman sviral ahulik deire. The Mishnah says you have to be kereya, that's like deire. Pirish bekuntris. Rav Nachman sviral ekelishne basra derav. He holds like the Lishna Basra the Rav that in Lamaise in the Lekoroi is ain't a evil of an it's awesome in the Rabbonah. But Baraisi Mukilo Betzli Kedersibi Avashul Haposach B'divra Yomi. Vein said Doichik to say that Sli is called Bishul. Doch anam et nino bepeh keitzer tzoylem. Koiroi lache Bishuloi haina ache Sliyosai. Ve'einoi, now this is explained Rashi, ve'einoi roitzer loimel. The sober lekamri kelishne basrit, that Rav holds like the lishne basrit, to her makel tveifel me lishne kamet. Rav Nachman is the biggest makel. The shari afilu lechatchile. That means Rav Nachman holds by tzli, you can lechatchile, you don't have to make a kriya, you just go and put it on, you put it, put a spit and you roast it in Shalom Yisrael. Ela befeirish de masnisen. But Pshat in the Mishnah is not speaking about Kedera. Kedera, and so Kedera says, Koiroi, Loi Koroi, it's Takosa. It's Takosa mi Darabona by Kedera. Because then, it's Cholov Shapirish. Yeah. Elabepirish the Masnissim, Pshat in the Mishnah, Sovakalishna Basin. The kimin de shari Rav Nachman letzli lechatchila beloy kriya im kein hodik toni koyroi. So what's that koyroi? Ein lek beirek in the gama hochi. Chik toni lekori noiv ola vakoch noiv ola vasa kimin de meiri lek teire. This is shitas Rashi. This is shitas Rashi. So according to Rashi, if you cook a kal, there's nothing what to talk about. It's cholov also, the cholov goes out, it's cholov shapirish, and it's also, you're supposed to make a kri and take out the cholov. You don't take out the cholov, it's also, that's poshit. By tzli of a kral, we have three shittas. Rav Nachman holds that you don't have to be kereya, you roast it, it's mutalach atchila. The first loshen, Rav Zeira Marav holds, no, you should take out the cholov, they won't make it. Even though it's not with cholov, you should take out. It should be kereya. If you want kereya, but the evidence muta, and the second lashon knows that no, it's you should have been kereya, and then if you want kereya, but the evidence also forget that even though meikar adin it's not cholov, but chazal machman. Now we're going to have a new mahalach in the sugya. Rabbeinu Tam a new mahalach with different guidelines completely. The Rabbi Natan Pirish, Rabbi Natan said as follows, the hod that tzorech kriye shasi v'erev v'tochi b'koysu. We had a memra of Rabbi Yehuda, there's a chomodike preparation, kriye shasi v'erev v'tochi b'koysu. So Rashi said pshat, that's talking about likdeira means if you're cooking it. If you're cooking it, so then the milk goes out and you have to take out all the milk. That's a Rashi. Now, the Rabbi Natan does not learn like that. Rabbi Natan Pirish, the Hod Tzor Kriya Shasi Va'era V'tocha B'Koyso L'Kdeira, the Gemara said L'Kdeira, Hainu K'deira Im Boso. Not cooking it. Cooking is Gonish Gefelech. We're going to see it as the Tosfos progresses. That what the Gemara says, K'deira is also, you have chunks of meat also in the pot. You're having a kral, you have kral, you're cooking the kral with its milk, and there's chunks of meat also in the pot, then you have to get rid of the milk before you start cooking. Hainu k'deire imbosa. The l'k'deire mashme, the word k'deire, the mashmois is imbosa. K'desnan im noisein tam b'k'deire. Here on daf kuf chesam ad alef, there was a tipa schol of shenofel achaticha, im noisen tam bekdeira also. That means there's all the chatichas of meat in the pot. So, the yeah. Avo likdeira beloi boso oiletzli shori lechatchila bekriye ktas. Now, first of all, the Rabbi Natan says that if there's no meat in the pot, you don't have to make a big asik out of it. Rashi says, if you're cooking it, you have to make an asik. So he says, nah. There's no meat in the pot. You make a small kriya, a chassi ve'erev, a tochi bekois. You make a small kriya in Shalom HaYisroel. We'll explain this as the Tosfos progresses. But if there's meat in the pot, besides the kral, then you have to get rid of them. You have to do a good cleaning of the kral, shasi, ve'erev, v'tochim b'kais. V'taim ha'dechmira bo im ha'boso, the reason they were machmer, if there's boso in the pot, lefi, let's see, they have the side, the maram's girse, lefi detam ha'boso nichnas b'cholov. That's what you say, Mishtam ne tam acholov. V'yesh bo itam, boso b'cholov, l'chein gozru chachomim. Now let's explain this. Bachsamer pshat, we had already the svara before in the first Tosfos, but let's explain this. There are two things we have to know about. Yesod Aleph, we have to know that cholov shchuta is not cholov min ha'Torah. That's number one. But cholov shchuto is misleading. That means halachically it's not cholov, but if you're gonna do, you're gonna cook meat with it. No one sees a label. It's cholov shchuto. So they'll come and cook you. You cook cholov shchuto with basar, and they'll take normal cholov with basar. So Chazal, even though cholov shchuta halachically is not cholov, but it looks like cholov, it tastes like cholov, so memela, wherever I'll be makel, that'll bring about a kula by real boss of a cholov, Chazal said, nothing doing. Then we can't be makel by cholov shchuta, even though halachically cholov shchuta is not cholov. Nah. So Tosfos says like this. When you cook cholov in the tchal, you cook cholov in the tchal. Lemaise, it doesn't taste like basar b'cholov. Chal and cholov, this combination does not taste like real basar b'cholov. There's a unique taste of chal and cholov, which every basar b'cholov doesn't taste like it. Some, every basar has a more meaty taste. Kral and cholov does not have such a meaty taste, and And therefore, there's a svara to say that, I'm not tasting basa b'cholov. This chash, if I'll eat this, I'll eat basa b'cholov, it tastes differently. But the taste, he can be makir, that this doesn't taste like basa b'cholov. If I have kal in the pot, and I have pieces of meat in the pot also, now the tam of the meat is going to go inside the kal, and the cholov in the kal is going to taste meaty. This is going to taste like a meaty. So here Chazal said no. And lomdus, it's not cholov, but it tastes like basa b'cholov. Will be makel by kal and cholov, because it doesn't taste like basa b'cholov. Kal and cholov is a different type of a taste. But if there's meat in the pot, it tastes like basa b'cholov, and you're going to be mata this, someone else will be mata basa b'cholov, because they taste the same. So memele zoktai swiss. So if you have meat in the pot, you have to make a whole asik. You have to make shesi for ore v'tochi b'ka. You have to get rid of the cholov. You have to get rid of the cholov and so on, because this cholov will taste, it tastes like basa b'cholov. Now we mentioned before ataisus arosh, between you and me, after the shesi and orev and the tochi b'ka, there's still some cholov left there. Please, and that you don't have to worry about. It's not cholov. And you did a lot. I mean, 99% of the cholov you took out. Listen, on this 1%, we won't make an asik out of it. Okay. V'detam ha'boso nichnes b'cholov, mishtanetam ha'cholov, I think v'yesh b'itam boso b'cholov. L'chein gozu chachomim, if there's meat in the pot. Uchshein ha'boso imakal b'kdeira. Now, what if there's no meat in the pot? There's no meat in the pot. Afal pi shalai kore shasi v'orev, even though it didn't make this a big slit, kiven shakore k'tzas l'chatchile muter de'ein ha'cholav be'enei oid b'kal k'moy shahoya k'idim. Now, I'd like to try to explain what Taisus is saying over here, but I'd like to first say the Lashon of the Taisus HaRosh, which is a little bit more clearer than what Taisus says. The Taisus HaRosh says, Kivin she'en ha'cholov konus oid b'kal k'may shahoya. That means, if there's no meat over here, and now, so what do you do? Let's understand what we did. There's no meat. Fine. You have to make one kra in the kral. Don't make all lasik, chassis, no. Make one kra in the kral. What am I going to accomplish with this one kra? I'm not squeezing it. Before there was 10 ounces of milk in the kral, now there'll be 8 ounces of milk in the kral. That's what I'm going to accomplish. That's all what I'm going to accomplish. Just making the one cup. There's 8 ounces of milk in the cow. That's the lush. Kivin shein acholov konos oid b'kal k'moy shahoya. It's not the way it was till now. Before there was 10 ounces, and now there's 8 ounces. Now, big deal. So what did I accomplish? 10 ounces, I say, don't you dare cook it. 10 ounces of milk, cow. I made a cow, there's 8 ounces. No problem. Cook it. Let's understand this. This is also difficult to understand. So, dachsich mir pshat is as follows. We're working with a yesod that we have to know that cholov shchuta is mutter. It's not cholov. We're not dealing with cholov. What are we dealing with? We're dealing with something scary. You're going to cook this cholov, someone else is going to cook basa b'cholov, real cholov with real cholov. That's why Chazal came in and said, you have to do something. We have to do something to show that this is different. So I thought, perhaps it's a bad marshal, perhaps it's a good marshal. But there's a halach in Hilchah Shabbos If a person wants the Chazal Asad to leave on the Eish a machel that was not cooked kemachel ben drasoi, if it's not cooked a third or a half, you're not allowed to leave it on the Eish because you might stir the coals in Shabbos. It's not finished. The company is here already. They're coming in 5 minutes already. It seems Shalom Aleichem. And the machel is not ready, and it's a big nesoyin. You might stir the coals, and you'll cook it up. So Chazal Asr, you're not allowed to be show you something when it's less than machel ben drasoy, when it's not edible, because it's a big nesoyin. You might come to me machal Shabbos. If you put ashes over the ash, you covered it with a layer of ashes, or less if it's manayna, we put a blech over it, mutter. What happened now? Happened now is that the layer of ashes diminished, or the blech diminished somewhat the heat of the ash. That means without the blech, the heat of the ash was giving out X amount of heat. When you put a blech over it, it's a little. It's minus 10% of the X amount of heat. I diminish the ish. So memele, if I do a pu'ule to diminish the heat before Shabbos, so this is a hecka, you have nothing what to worry about, I'm going to make the heat bigger in Shabbos. Because before Shabbos, I'm doing the exact opposite of what you're afraid of. You're afraid I'm going to stir the name halacha over here. That means, really, it's not cholov. Chazal were afraid, if you're going to cook cholov with tchal, you're going to cook real cholov with basa. You're going to cook real cholov with basa. You're cooking cholov with basa, binishvi. It's mut, it's not real cholov. So therefore, Chazal said, you have to make a heker to show that you're not, it's, you should realize that I'm doing something. I'm taking out some of the milk. So I have the heck, it's not poshut to cook with milk. This milk is God, doesn't have a Torah's milk. But that's what Chazal were afraid of. That if I'll cook this mutadike milk with chal, I'm gonna cook osadike milk with boso. No, they made a heck. That means that this is also not muta. You have to go and take out some of the milk. This is enough of heker, just like diminishing the koyach ha'esh is a heker. I won't be magbir the ha'esh in Shabbos. So diminishing the amount of cholov in the tchal, so that's a heker. I won't come to cook basa b'cholov. I fill in the mutadika cholov, I'm diminishing it. Yeah. Now, Tosfos is cholik on Rashi. Tosfos says, va'af al pi, sheniflat, now Tosfos is saying that what Rashi held for double portion. If you cook chal in an akdeire, it goes out and goes in. It's also Tosfos says, I got news for you. It's not also. Let go of Rabbi Chachamim. Given she'ein shom bosar acher v'inishtano taimoy shel chal mignei bli yizu. That means talking about after it was cooked already. So, since it doesn't taste like basa b'cholov, le'osi le'meichel basa b'cholov. This is not cholov. You have to understand this. You're pirish, nish pirish. It's not cholov. No, the whole time is, because he might come and eat basa b'cholov. This doesn't taste like basa b'cholov. There's no meat there. Le'osi le'meichel basa b'cholov. Uvidiyeved shori afilu le'kori klal. And if you didn't tear it, that's the first lashon of ra, afilu lekori klal. Vein chilek bein tzli lekdeira b'loy bosa. The ein boy shum tam lahokal b'tzli yoysa. The b'tzli nami noitif acholo v'noifel ala kral mi bachutz v'choyze v'nivla l'shach keboy lekach poyta elo b'dam avotip escholov shenof lachatich esli. Like and maybe Shamnunis the Nebel that Philotzli ain't a chayzer or pilot Shamnunis Shabola. So Taisis says a moyer nikazach. This whole shtick Torah that Rashi says, if you roast a kalos, Rashi says, ah, no problem. The cholov that's inside was like pirish. The cholov that's outside goes out. So it's gewaldig. So they says, anshuldig, you're making a big toys. The cholov that goes outside gets nivla in the kal from the outside. It gets nivla in the kal. The kal is a porous thing. Dan there's a chiddish, it's shorik, it's mishrik shorik. Dan there's a dinka boilei kachpelte. You take out the dam, it slips off the leg. That's the koyach of dam. It's mishrik shorik. It slips. But cholov is a fatty substance. You get some cholov out of the kal, and you have this fatty substance on the outside chelik of the kal. Doesn't slip off the kal. Know what happens? It's nivla in the kal. So this whole rash that Rashi had made by Bishel, it went out and to go back in again. So Taisi says, I have news for you. By Tzli, you also have the same problem. The cholov that goes out will come back in. I'm sorry. It goes out, and it's now on the outside of the kal, and it's fatty, and you have an ace, it's going to go back into the kal. It's not like dam, geboilei kach peltei. Dam is mishrak shorik. Dam slides out. It goes out, and it doesn't affect the lay whatsoever. Masha'enke cholov, it goes out, and it goes back in. That means it's on the outside of the kal, and it's nivla on the kal. So Mela Sotoysvi says, this whole shtick teure that Rashi made, a chiluk shvissen tzli and bishul is nishkishtein and nishkibloiden. Because the same chesorin you have by bishul, you have by tzli. Yeah, some Mela, so there's no difference. And the whole heter is because it's not real cholov, and it doesn't taste like real basa b'cholov. Vachi perushe, akal koirei umoitzi es cholovoi. Perish, that what it says in the Mishnah, akal koirei umoitzi es cholovoi, perish, shesi, v'ore, v'tochi, v'koisel, v'orish, v'mor, the mukilei rab, alozer, l'kdeire, the Mishnah speaking about, if you want to prepare akal, even if there's bosa there, behind no in bosa, because the frishes. The Mishnah is speaking about all cases. However you'll cook it. So that's the din. If you want to prepare it, you want to make a perfect preparation, make shesi, ve'erev, tochi bekaisel. Loi kori, perish. Loi osoi din kriye. You didn't make a proper kriye. Shloi kori shosi ve'erev, tochi bekaisel. Elik kriyak tzas eini oiva olav. Omarav eini oiva olav umuta. Kim in the korik tzas. And you cooked it with boso. Avalim loy korik lal. Ubishle vadi boso. Osami da rabonam. Kedamrini perki da noshe. Kral besamach. Tachol vashuta osami da rabonam. Keitzat koiraim asnisen koi. Omerle rabelozo. Krali vano eichol. Perish, krali kriya ktsas, va no echel, bikteira, beloi boso. So the Gemara says, maika mashmulan, beloi boi shosi vorem, elo likteira, bahade boso. Omalurat nachmen, zvikili, kachli perish, bishlo, bikteira, beloi boso, tachli nefuchim, kenoides perishlo, niskaru shosi vorem, elo kriya ktsas, bikomokim korizvikil, fishlo, nikru shosi vorem. Was nats nam keire perishosi be orib, aber kiks as leimani, ulik deire perish pa di bosa. Yeah. So me mele, so Teisvis learns pshat now. There's no that fakert, that lechatchile, if you cook it with bosa, you have to make lechatchile, shesi be erib, and then you make ticha be kaisel. If you're going to cook it without boso, or tzli, which is both the same, then l'chatchila you have to make a krak tas. And in all cases, according to Rav, if you did not make a proper kriya, but you have it's kosher. By boso means if you made a krak tas, and by without boso, if you didn't make any kriya whatsoever. And just let's finish till and then the Gemara is Takasha, yeah, Alma Philip Deble Bosa also. Yeah, the Gemara Bahot Ktani Kausha Bishloi Bachalovi Muta Alma Philip Deira Bloi Bosa Osa Lachatrila Labashel. It says Bishlo Bidevit, the Bloi Bosa Mami Diktani Shabishloi Bachalovi, the Mashmud Leki Sure, Elai Gufit is only the cow and its own cholo. Rav Nachman Mata lechatchila. Rav Motzli Shnui, the Meir Bishloi Kori Klal. And that's it only B'dievet. For the deep in Mishani, the Gemara says it's like a Mutal lechatchila with a small kra. And here it's speaking about that, that we have to on Bishloi because cave is a Loshim Bishloi, so here also said a Loshim Bishloi.